ngicela uhambe uyofuna umsebenzi.
Uzoyithola kanjani hlelo khoneni?
Yonke into, impahla, imali.
This adulting thing, hey.
Uhamba imali?
Wizi nakayithoka challenge.
Awuna moto, imali. Kufanele kube nemali phakathi.
Sebenza.
Sebenza, sebenza.
Yaba mntanami.
Sebenza.
Take us through how your journalism journey has been so far.
It has been so unorthodox because I started off as a blogger. I was a fashion blogger for like the longest time. 2 years, 3 years, I don't remember, from 2010. And then I had been applying to get into the space, like mainstream media, but it wasn't happening. So I decided to start my own thing. And the only thing I knew how... that I knew that I was good at was fashion. So I went into fashion blogging and it had a really good following. I mean, that's how I met celebrities like Bonang Matheba. We got close through the blog. She was a huge fan of my blog. And I applied for this job that Soweto Live had using my blog as my reference. And the online editor, Lebogang Boshomani, went to the blog. She felt like their website at that time needed that kind of voice. So that's how I got into the space. Yeah. And the journey so far has been interesting. It has been good. It has been good.
Now, a lot of people feel entertainment journalism is just fluff. It's a constant idea.
Yeah.
What do you feel makes it so important? Why do people still need to read entertainment journalism?
I think I wouldn't use a word like fluff, but I also think it's not that deep, you know? I think people tend to take it very serious. You have so many beats in the newsroom. You have like the serious, like you've got news, you've got politics. And my job as the entertainment writer is to entertain the audience, which is, it has to be light. It always doesn't have to be heavy. So a lot of people might refer to that as fluff, but it's not. I think it's just light. You always have to remember that even when you're writing, it is not a new story. You have to keep it very light.
Now, what experiences stand out for you the most throughout your career as an entertainment writer?
Experiences, too many to mention. I think for me, it's always with the interviews, the kind of interviews I have done, both locally and internationally. I think those stand out. Recently, I interviewed Connie Ferguson, and I've been trying to get her for like 2 years.
Oh, wow.
And we finally sat down, and it was magic.
And what was your first page one like?
Page one? My first page one was so... stressful.
It was stressful.
It was
stressful. There's a lot of stress just in the eye.
You must understand when you are doing a page one, the whole newspaper relies around you. So for the first time, the actual editor talks to you like, where is it? What's happening? And you're like, usually when I write stories, this doesn't happen. So it's through that you feel like, oh my God, what if I screw up? What if? But deadline is looming. You're literally looking at the clock and it's going tick-tock. And you feel like you're not going to make it. And then everyone is just keeps coming to you and saying, from production to your line manager to the main editor, it's just so stressful. So my first page one was when Mendoza was diagnosed with cancer.
Oh, wow.
That was my first page one.
Wow, that's a big one.
Yeah. And then, but I shared a byline. It was with my now editor, entertainment editor. I was still online, by the way. It was with Mr. Leslie Mufugeng, but I had the main byline. My first page one lead was when Joe Mafella died. It was on a Sunday, I still remember. And I did everything myself. I was so proud of myself. There was no one in the newsroom. One of our most senior journalists was supposed to do it, but it was on a Sunday. And there were awards in Sun City, so that particular journalist was there. And I was the only entertainment journalist in the newsroom. And Yeah, I had to do it. It was easier than I thought, actually. It was relaxed. It was relaxed because it was a Sunday. Mm. And on a Sunday, the newsroom is always relaxed.
Yeah. So what kind of like tips and advices would you give to young people out there who would like to study journalism or would want to know more about the field itself?
Mm.
Yeah. Don't do it for the fame. Don't do it for the byline. Well, we do it for the byline, right?
Surely you want that.
Yeah.
Don't do it for the fame. Don't do it for the recognition. Do it to tell people stories. I think if you do it for the fame and you do it for all the other things, it comes with it eventually if you are lucky.
Mm.
But your main purpose must be to tell people stories. You must always, because it's through telling people stories that you're going to go back to that code I used. You're going to realize that you always have to have an extra eye. You always have to have a third eye, basically. Mm. You know, even when Tengo is telling me this and you are telling me that, and I always, you know, have to weigh and say, but this doesn't make sense. What's happening here?
Yeah.
Shouldn't we get a quote from a third person or, you know, just make it tight, make it tight.
Yeah. Now, anyone and everyone can blog these days, open a website of their own.
Which is great.
And still have like a really key knowledge in a certain niche market or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But what would you say is so important about getting that theoretical knowledge from a university or a college in journalism?
I think it's always key to get that, what is it called? What's the term I want to use? You have to get training, basically. Mm. Because journalism, no, you are not going to learn about objectivity and the moral obligation and the legal obligation through blogging.
Mm.
You have to go into class and read and understand that there's a moral obligation that you have to follow. There's also a legal obligation that you have as a journalist.
Mm.
Also, you have a duty to society. Because sometimes with blogging, whatever, without even checking the facts, whatever you, maybe they tell you that ABC has died.
Mm.
You don't even call that person's family to get confirmation. And then you blog about it. And then you realize that it was just an online hoax. So you have to be very careful. I mean, you have like a serious moral obligation, guys. I have to stress this more than a legal obligation. You don't want to hurt people's careers, reputations. You have to. Even with tabloid journalism, which I think a lot in this country or all over the world is viewed as very trivial.
Mm.
It is, a lot of stuff goes through it. A lot of steps go through it. Are we going to hurt this person's reputation? Are we going to, you know, you just question it a lot. And we have a press code in the South Africa that each and every newspaper lives by.
Now, I was going to that a bit. You know, a lot of the time you guys work with a lot of people's careers and a lot of people's feelings get hurt and people get angry and social media gets angry with those people. How do you handle that backlash?
You handle it. I mean, it's just backlash. You're not going to die from backlash. No one ever died from backlash. You just handle it.
But surely all that, like, people will say the worst things to sort of, you know, hurt people.
I don't read them.
Why?
That's why I'm not on Twitter anymore. Because I'm here to tell people stories. People, sometimes, you know, it's hard to hear the truth, unfortunately. Mm. So people don't understand it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it comes from that. A lot of people don't, I mean, people on social media, first of all, it's proven that they will read a headline and not read the story.
Mm.
And then just react on that. And then just go on this rant. So if you always reading those comments and I have a deadline and now I'm reading the comments and it's taking 30 minutes of my day, and it's just, I don't read comments about my work. Mm. I think when it comes to my work, the only person that needs to be proud of is me. I need to be proud of my work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't matter what anyone thinks of my work. I think if I put out a byline, I'm always happy with it. It doesn't matter, even if I had certain disagreement in the story. Maybe there were things that were mentioned that, you know, it was edited a certain way that maybe, or they used a certain headline because they're sub-editors and you don't write your own headlines. But I'm always proud of the work I put out.
Hmm. which is good, which is good.
Yeah.
And if, like, other people, you know, not a lot of people understand journalism. They just see newspapers and all those kind of things. But like we're speaking to you about your entertainment, can you tell young people out there what it means to write entertainment pieces and shwashu, you know, your gossip pieces? What is the difference there? So that people can understand that there is a difference between entertainment and gossip pieces. Mm.
Yeah, but I don't think there are things as gossip pieces. I think it's all entertainment. I think you're given a brief according to your audience.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, the entertainment on in the Sunday World is not the same in as in the Sunday Sun, also not in the Sowetan, because we are all have an audience. We write according to our audience, but it's all entertainment news.
Okay.
There is no "you are better than me" or "you are Shwashi, you are better than me." It's all entertainment.
It's all entertainment. Yeah.
And Shwashi, I don't think it's entertainment news.
Mm-hmm.
It's a column. It's part of a column. So you look at all the columns.
Mm-hmm.
You judge it according to other columns. Mm-hmm. It's someone's opinion. It's not news.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, you don't need to, for example, like a column. So it's a new, it's an opinion. I mean,
yeah. So people need to understand that. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Now, a lot of mistakes happen, you know, whether you're a news journalist, sports journalist, entertainment journalist. What have you learned from some of the ones you've made, and can you share some?
What mistakes have I made? A lot of, I mean, mistakes happen, you move on. I'm not going to tell you the mistakes. Maybe you don't know about them, but I mean, you learn from them and you move on.
Mm.
Yeah, it's with anything in life, you learn and you move on.
What defines a great entertainment journalist for you? And do you feel you've reached that yet?
I think I have. I think I reached that stage very early in my career.
Mm.
Like I said, I measure my work based on myself. I don't really compare myself to other entertainment journalists, or I just look at my work and I'm proud of it. I mean, I'm from a small village in Limpopo, and I grew up Kokasi, Kotembisa. So people from that background, we are, you know, we are not supposed to be doing this. Mm. So for me, that alone is a win for me.
But what
that makes
me
feel great.
That way? That's a very interesting thing to think. What makes you feel that someone from that background cannot possibly be expected?
I mean,
to be
it's
here?
That thing. There's a line people are using on social media. I'm coming for everything that they said I couldn't have or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's that thing, you know. I mean, we are from a village. I grew up with no electricity. Let's start there.
Mm-hmm.
I used to buy magazines and just, you know, wish that one day I could at least have a blurb. Or, you know, when you write a letter and it's published.
Wow.
I mean, I wish that could have happened and that would have been enough for me.
Yeah.
And now I have a 3 bylines on a good day in the Sowetan. I mean,
that's
greatness
that.
To me. I don't
I think
best
to find that way. Now, if you could speak to all the young Emmanuels out there who are growing up in a village, who are buying a Sowetan or any other magazine and seeing those bylines and going, "This could be me. I want to also write those letters or something."
Yeah.
What would you say?
Confidence will get you anywhere in life.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to have the confidence. You just have to believe in yourself that you can do it.
Mm.
I think a lot of us need affirmation from other people to say, "Ah, my child." By the way, my mother didn't believe I could do it.
Oh, wow.
Why?
She was very honest with me. She was like, I think you should, because I was originally meant to go study medicine, and I just didn't see myself. I dropped out, actually.
Mm.
And she was like, "I don't think this thing is going to work out." And now, look at me, mother.
Look at me now.
Yeah, and my brother didn't believe in me. No one believed in me. And when I was not working, guys, for like 3 years, when I was a blogger, and everyone was just like, "We told you, it would never happen."
Oh, God.
And this was from like my family. And I was like,
maybe one day.
I never believed it, though. You know, when people told me, I was like, "It's going to happen." But I never imagined that it was going to happen like this. Yeah, it happened so fast. It happened so quick. Yeah.
Wow, that was amazing.
A beautiful journey.
Yeah.
A beautiful story of work and hard. Like
So yeah, confidence goes a long way, guys. Seriously, confidence goes a long way. Always protect your reputation.
Mm.
because it's through your reputation, making deadline in journalism, being reliable, all of that. Always respect your work.
Mm.
Always respect your byline.
Mm.
That's the second advice. And thirdly, have fun. Have fun, man. Have fun.
Enjoy what you're doing.
It's not that serious.
It is serious, but it's not that serious at the same time. Mm. Yeah, have fun. And also, I think I was talking with someone who works in entertainment the other day, and they've been a journalist for a very long time.
Mm.
And they were telling me that journalism has changed so much that I like to do this thing where I interview people and then I take pictures with them. And then I go on my social media, then I put out my picture and I tell a third story.
Mm.
So it's like a behind the scenes story of what's happening, what was happening in when we were doing that interview.
Yeah.
And it's through that, because we're trying to tell stories in different ways. You know, just telling it on a website or whatever, 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 it's not enough. You have to find interesting ways of telling stories. So, you know, back in the day, you were not even allowed to do that.
Mm.
You know, it was like, what are you doing? Like, why are you taking a selfie with that person? But now it's even encouraged in the newsroom that brand visibility is very important.
Gets the hits.
Yeah. Mm. So, yeah, have fun. That's what I'm saying. Have fun.
All right. Well, I hope everyone had fun listening to this. I learned a lot about Emmanuel and entertainment journalism.
Mm-hmm.
But thank you so much, Emmanuel, for joining us.
It was fun. I had fun.
That's because it's always about having fun.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you all so right. much.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
Thank you for having me.
Sure. Do you have a career that you like? Well, let us know. Drop us a mail on our email below and we will definitely follow up on it.